This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. At that White House meeting today that I was talking about earlier, the one where the president talked about his tax cuts, he also promised, again, that the wall is going to get built. While we wait, though, advocates for stronger immigration enforcement want the administration to take employers to task, since they're the ones who hire undocumented workers, knowingly or un. One tool for beefing up scrutiny on that side of things is a program called E-Verify. Marketplace's Annie Baxter looks at what it can and can't do.
Anytime an employer hires someone new, the worker has to prove their identity and eligibility to work. They present documents, often a driver's license and social security card, and they fill out a form called an I-9. Muzaffar Chisti is with the nonpartisan Migration Policy Institute.
The problem with this mechanism is that they could be fake, both with respect to the person's identity and with respect to their authorization to work.
Employers just tuck the I-9 away in their files. They may never know a worker's papers are fraudulent unless the government audits or raids their business, which may never happen. Chisti says efforts to strengthen the worker vetting process have been fought hard in the past by some employers
who think that any intrusive documentation for work authorization violates employers' rights to hire people and makes it hard for them to quickly hire people that they want.
Chisti says all employers should have to use a program called E-Verify. It's only required in some states and for certain federal contractors, but it's available for anyone to use. With E-Verify, a new hire's information gets checked against Homeland Security and Social Security databases. If there's a problem, E-Verify flags it.
I went with the E-Verify system.
President Trump, back in October 2016, talking about immigration on the campaign trail in North Carolina. He himself has faced controversy over a contractor hiring undocumented Polish workers decades ago. President Trump hasn't yet clarified how he might clamp down on employers who make illegal hires. But candidate Trump lauded the E-Verify system, which he says he's used many times. Muzaffar Chisti says a small fraction of employers use E-Verify now, though the program gets about 5,000 new users each month. One employer who's not using E-Verify is the owner of a Twin Cities construction business. She's named Monica. We agreed not to use her last name because she and her husband rely on undocumented workers. Monica says it's hard to find workers who are not immigrants.
It's literally working Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. until the job is done, which could be 5 p.m. or it could be 10 p.m. So a lot of people don't want to work those hours.
Monica avoids the need for work authorization by using subcontractors.
We do not have employees. It's just subcontractors. And then those subcontractors have their subcontractors. So that way, you know, no one has employees.
The subcontractor out doesn't always provide full legal cover, according to Julie Pace, an employment lawyer in Arizona. Nevertheless, she's seen a lot more employers try it, or other off-the-books pay arrangements, ever since Arizona mandated E-Verify in 2008. Pace says many undocumented workers have left Arizona. E-Verify's made it harder for them to get a job. But for those who stayed...
You had people getting independent contractor status. They were day laborers. They were self-employed, going for cash or checks on an ad hoc basis.
She thinks that would happen on a larger scale if E-Verify becomes required for everyone. Muzaffar Chisti with the Migration Policy Institute agrees, but says E-Verify could succeed if more immigrants are authorized to work.
Because only when they have right to work will they have incentive to comply with the E-Verify program.
Otherwise, he says there are too many reasons for employers and those they hire to find workarounds. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.